KJW, KN4 VWA.
KN4 VWA, W4 DJW. I just walked to the other room to get the charger for the laptop. The battery started dying. Transferring logs from there over to the desktop so I can do the analysis on the desktop. It's a lot quicker.
Okay. Well, am I getting through the repeater on this HT okay?
I can understand what you're saying, but it's there's some fuzzy noise around it, but I can understand you completely. So if you want to use it, that's fine.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I'm in the house, and I don't have a base in the house right here. So this is my only option. So what do you mean unmuted?
So in my shack, there's a, I forget what you call it. It's a mixer. There's input mixers and output mixers for audio. And the repeater is on my computer. I use my keyboard and mouse and everything to talk on the repeater. I don't have a microphone. I mean, I got a boom mic that comes over the computer monitor, but I don't have a push to talk or anything like that. I just have a script, a TCLTK script that I use. It just launches a little window. And then on the keypad, I just activate that window and I just press the space bar to talk. And when I'm finished talking, I hit the space bar again. But I keep it muted all the time because it distracts me. I get interested in what's going on the repeater, and I don't make any progress working on what I'm working on. So I unmuted it so that we could talk over the repeater instead of using text messages.
Okay, now I understand. Yeah, I thought maybe you were talking about the repeater up at the mountain.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way. That's my fault. I miss that altogether. It's just normally it's muted, and now it's not. Are you walking around? Because when that last transmission, it dipped down like you were out walking around and you went through a shadow.
All kind of dead spots inside the house with the AC. Right now it should be okay.
I thought you set up crossband repeat.
I haven't set up around. I need to go out there and do it.
That's not something that's always set up. You have to, when you want to use it, you have to go set it up.
I don't set it up, on a regular basis unless I'm ready to go inside a metal building or, something of that nature. I don't really leave it set up on my radio because I crossband from out of my vehicle and, I don't want to push that radio.
Oh, okay. And you got to, most of the time with those things, if it's the same.
AHRS not helping. Unhealthy GPS signal.
It's playing back a log from yesterday, so that's that noise that it made. That's the laptop. Can you hear that in the background?
And while you were doing that, it was also giving some RF interference, popping sound.
That might have been me moving around in here because I spun my head around to look at what was going on when it started talking. Because there's nothing flying, but it's a simulator. You can load up the telemetry logs into a simulator, and it'll replay those logs that we were looking at on the laptop yesterday while it was flying its mission. You can replay those telemetry logs. It saves all of them. And that's what I'm doing is going back and adding that as a picture in a picture. So you've got the heads up. You've got the HD from the GoPro, right, which is a high definition video of the whole thing. And in one corner, you've got the heads up display that has all the parameters on battery life and what your current draw is and what your current heading is, how many satellites you got. And then on the other corner, you can add that window that has the track of where you are, and it's plotting where you are in the course. What have you completed and how much do you have to go?
Kim Kazmaier.
Well, that's somebody from my old work. Let me catch that and I'll be back to you in just a minute. W4DJW.
Roger, K4VWA, standing by.